Hi, I'm Lise Wheel, and welcome to Wheel of Justice. All right, I'm turning the tables here today to speak with my producer, Jennifer Williams, who's going to talk to me about The Newsmakers, my new book finally out, my novel finally out, all about the inside of the cable news network industry, which I'm sitting here right now in a major one. And I'm just going to send it over to Jennifer. It's your show, Jennifer. You just asked me the questions. I'm just turning it over to you.
Hi, Lise. Thank you, Jennifer, for joining me on your show.
You're very welcome. I can't figure it out. Whatever.
Okay. So you have a new book coming out. It's coming out on the 19th. This is your 12th novel.
12th novel, 15th book, right?
15th book. And this is a new series for you, all new characters, mm-hmm. new plots. So tell us a little bit about the Newsmakers.
All right. Well, Erica Sparks is our big-time protagonist. She is this flawed character, but a really interesting woman. She is a reporter, and she got her big-time break for working for a new news industry called Global News Network. So she moves to New York for that. And she gets into this job, and she's so excited about it. She's so thrilled to do it. She's going for this job and that job and this hit and the other hit and then this story and another story. And then she begins to start to realize that as she's getting into one big story after another, it seems like she's always the one that they're first.
Right place, right time.
Right. Yeah. But she begins to think, maybe is it just my hard work or is it something more Machiavellian going on, something more sinister going on? And there's a great anti-hero, I guess, villain called Nyland Hastings. And you're going to love to hate Nyland, I think. I can't tell you too much about it. I don't want to be a spoiler. But, she starts to realize, wait a second, this is way too coincidental. Why am I here? Why is this all happening? And she begins to start to wonder, are the people that are presenting the news actually making the news? Are they the newsmakers?
So since you do have a job in a major news network, the whole time I've read this book, I had to wonder, has this happened to you? Have you felt like the news was being created around
you? It's never happened to me, but I know it has happened to other people. And it's happened historically mm-hmm. to other people. People who have made up print articles, for example, print stories, things that never happened. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, wow, what about taking that premise and just going with it and running with it? Because, of course, it's fiction, so you can play with it.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that Erica is flawed, which
yes.
I really did love about her, and she's not like a lot of leading ladies.
She's not perfect.
She has a lot of struggles.
Yes.
But I still sort of felt like she was a hero. Like I really admired her throughout the whole book. Did you write her with that intention, or was it just sort of natural that she would come out as, even despite these flaws, the things that you sort of question about her, you still come out liking her?
I think the latter. You want to like her. You want to root for Erica. She's going to be around for a long time, we hope, unless I kill her off. Unless I get mad or something, kill her off. But anyway, hope she'll be around for a while. No, I mean, I go around, I talk to a lot of people about my books, and I just think people don't want to read about perfect people because, let's face it, Jennifer, I mean, none of us are perfect. I mean,
right.
We all have flaws. We all have background. We all have luggage. So bring that in and make her more interesting and then put her into this cutthroat environment where she has to, or doesn't have to, but will she follow her own moral compass? Will she be the person she wants to be? Or will she just kind of, you know, go with the flow and just, you know, make up the news as she goes
mm-hmm.
along?
Right, yeah. I mean, she rose to stardom because
she did.
Of it, so she could very well just ride that out. So you also mentioned Nyland,
right?
A very unforgettable character, super very very dark. But he sort of, when you first introduce him, he's sort of casually dressed.
Mm-hmm.
You think that he might be a really chill guy who just so happens to also be a genius,
billionaire,
really smart, billionaire,
right?
did you create the juxtaposition on purpose, the casual outward appearance, and inside he's just a mess?
Exactly. And you find out more and more about his background, not too much evil, more and more about his background as you get into the book. But you want to, in the initial premise, you want to like Nylund, or at least appreciate him. And he's got, the prefaces, he's got this room of corporate executives, and they're just kind of all like, pandering to him. And he's strong. And he says, no, I want this, I want this, and I want this, and I want Erica. She's the next star. Mm-hmm. And so you want to like him for seeing something about Erica. What he sees, I think, in Erica, in her, the film clip that he sees of her when all these executives are trying to pitch people to them, is that vulnerability. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful and she's smart, but there's a vulnerability there, and he likes that. But does he start to prey on that as the novel goes along?
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like there are obvious similarities between you and Erica, one major one being that you both work in a major news network. What are some other ones that you and Erica share?
Well, little behind the scenes things that only if you know me, you'd know. Erica loves to, when she gets a little stressed out, she will close the door at her office and she'll pull out solitaire cards, and just a pack of cards. I mean, just regular, not on the computer. She'll play solitaire, and she can play a couple of hands like that. And boy, if she wins, she's just like in a great mood. But she'll play a couple hands, and that just calms her down. Erica never pierced her ears, and she has a pile of kind of junky, tag sale, garage sale, grandmother non-pierced clip-on earrings all around her table. And if you go into my office, you will see that old pack of cards and all my junky earrings all around, because I never pierced my ears.
I can attest to both of those.
Yes, this is true.
Do you draw inspiration for other characters from other people? I guess mainly, is there a Nylund that we need to be worried about in your life?
What's great about fiction is you could take little pieces from different people that you've met along the way or even reported on, and you can put them into a composite, making that into one character. So there's no one character that is Nylund, but there are a lot of people that make him up. Same with her love interest, Greg. Same thing. Who are all these people? Try to blend a bunch of different people, and I'm sure that O'Reilly will probably take claim for one thing and Geraldo would take claim for another thing, but it's really a meld of different characters.
So in this book, I think this is your first novel where you don't have a leading lady who's a lawyer.
That's right, you're right. First time a journalist.
Right. Was it different writing? I mean, you've dealt with both careers, so of course you have knowledge on both, but was it different writing for someone who wasn't a lawyer?
It was, because I wasn't thinking about legal procedure as much as I was trying to think about story building and journalism and the behind the scenes. But I've been in cable news network now for almost 14 years.
Right.
So that's more, close to me now than actually being a lawyer is.
Okay, so my final question is, what's next for Erica? Are there more books? Is she...
Yes. We know that Erica has at least three books in
three
her.
Books,
yes, right. Yes. We're working on the second one right now, which involves a presidential campaign. Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting because it comes out next October. This one comes out, as you said, January 19th. But this I really hope that people will get into Erica, realize she's an interesting character. I should say, too, yes, it's murder, mystery, and mayhem, but there's no swearing.
Right.
And it's really, my books are no profanity, nothing that you don't have to put a plastic or a paper bag around this and carry it around. It's okay.
right,
if your kids
right.
see it, it's fine. I mean, my kids have always read my books, so it's I like that. It's a good Christian bookstore publisher, and so there's none of that bad stuff in it. But it's a story that I think is well told. And I think you'll like her, and I hope pull for her. And by the way, she gets herself in some real scrapes, that girl.
She does.
Man, I just want to sit her down and say, Erica, calm down. Just stay home and get under the pillows.
All right. So next up for Erica, she has more books coming.
More books coming. She's a busy girl. Do you want to have pizza with her tomorrow night?
Yes.
There you go.
All right.
The three of us.
Yes.
Okay, it's a date. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, you did great, Jennifer. Thank you so much for interviewing me on Wheel of Justice. Till next time.